Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master Call family. I tell you, we are so grateful that each one of you joined us this morning. This is Minister Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. We're tagging today, knowing him in the power of his resurrection Thursday. Praise God, according to Philippians 3:10. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for being the awesome God that you are. And we glorify you, Father, that you have brought us once more again together to love you, to serve you, to acknowledge you in all our ways. And, Father God, we thank you, Father, that you have told us, Lord God, that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So, Father, our desire is to know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. So, Father, we thank you for all that are on this call this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father God, for the speaker that's going to bring us the word this morning from on high. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and no weapon formed against your people will prosper. We glorify you, Father, that our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. Our hearts are ready to receive what you have for us to do this day. So we are acknowledging you, Father God, and we say, use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we love you with the love of the Lord, and now I'm passing it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Willard. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, my sister, and praise the Lord. Good morning, my TMC family. As Minister Brenda has already said, this is Minister Willa, and I reside in Tampa, Florida. And I thank you for Minister Brenda for greeting us this morning and for starting our day off with that powerful prayer. Well, family, in October 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we refer to as our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we love to call Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimple, started the TMC call, the Master's Call. The scripture verse we stand on is Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And all the messages that you have heard have been archived on this site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. So you can always go there and pull up a word that you want to hear in due season. Our theme for this year, and I'm just so excited about our theme, is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, as you know, we're on our corporate fast, and the 21-day fast ended on, I believe, Tuesday. But for those who are going the distance, this is day 24. And I'm telling you, during the fast, God reveals some amazing things to us. So it's not too late to join the fast. And the fast, it went from January 5th through February 13th. The directives for our fast are on our website. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Brenda do, or as a host, as you hear me doing right now, or if the Lord has put a word on your heart and you would love to share that with us, or even if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will certainly get in touch with you. Now, Artists International was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago, and we're just so excited about all the new things God is doing with this company, especially the 72-hour weight loss system. All roads are leading to Las Vegas, Nevada for the kickoff 2016, And that's going to be held at the Planet Hollywood Hotel February 16th and 17th. So to learn more about that, go to your back office for the information. The new motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday right after this call, and that call was started by Platinum President President Dorothy Cook, and it is conducted by a team of great leaders that are giving vital information. The number for that call is 641-715-3865. Again, it's 641-715-3865. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. Well, I am not going to carry on with any more announcements. I'm going to get right down to introducing our speaker for this morning. And our speaker, you have heard him before. He is a coach. He's a leader. He's a visionary, and that is Coach L.A. And he works with leaders and managers that are being pressured, to squeeze more results out of their team. And, you know, when you get to squeeze or something, you really get the best of it out of it. And this shows them how to use their personal coaching techniques with their team so that they can have a better productivity and profitability. Coach L.A. is very passionate and committed about the well-being of mankind. His passion and enthusiasm for transforming lives enables him to effortlessly connect with people on a personal and heartfelt level. He loves working with people who want big changes in their lives and who want to achieve some big results, such as losing weight, getting into a relationship, or starting a business that they're struggling with to make happen. As a seasonal professional entrepreneur and minister, Coach LA has contributed to society and his community in various ways. For the past 30 years, he has worked in the field of accounting while pursuing and launching various entrepreneurial endeavors. As a health coach and informational motivational speaker, Coach LA is available for one-on-one coaching, group coaching, seminars, speaking, and ministerial engagements. And Coach LA also has a 45-minute consultation to help individuals called Make a Decision and Move Now. So Coach LA, we are so excited about having you here to bring a word to us this morning. Are you there?
Amen, amen, Minister Willa. Thank you very much. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for greeting us, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon for this opportunity, and, of course, the saints of God. Great, great morning to you all. This morning, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about how does God reveal himself to us, and when we ask God to break us, what are we asking God to literally do? When we ask God to break us, that is a very dangerous prayer. A lot of you may not know that, but it is. It's a very dangerous prayer because we can't take those things for lightly. Recently, there was a message that came across in our church, and it was called the dangerous prayer. And one of those subcategories is, Lord, break me. Now, I had to really think about what am I asking God to do? Because I know there were certain areas in my life that needed breaking. One of those areas, truth be told, when the Bible says, will a man rob God? Yes, it was talking to me because I hit and miss at times when it comes to my tithe and offering. I'm only talking about Coach L.A., Minister Lance. I can't talk about anybody else. So that was an area that I was asking God to break me. And if you are honest with yourself, truth be told, some of you are not experiencing breakthroughs because we are robbing God of our tithe and offering. And so this year, I said, Lord, I want you to break me of that curse, of me robbing you. because I want to experience the fullness of God thereof. So one of my prayers is, God, break me from this curse or this whatever it is of robbing you. And so that was for Coach LA. Another area in my life, I want to experience full intimacy with my wife. So whatever that's holding that back, I'm asking God to break me. Because if there is a breaking, and I want y'all to listen to things, I want you to listen. If there is a breaking, then there is a blessing you have not experienced. I'm going to say that again. I know the call is being recorded, but I want y'all to get this in your spirit. If there is a breaking, and we're asking God to break us, then there has to be a blessing that you have not experienced. There has to be a blessing that you have not experienced. So when God is breaking me of that scripture where it says, "When a man robs God," see, I want to experience the fullness of God, the fullness of his blessing. So if there's a breaking, and I know there will be, then there's a blessing I have not yet experienced. You see, because oftentimes, truth be told, see, we impress people with our strengths, but we connect with them through our weaknesses. And so we have to ask ourselves, we are 28 days into the new year. We are 28 days into your New Year's resolution. We are 28 days into a specific prayer request or prayer requests that God has not answered you yet. And some of you are getting frustrated because there are deadlines that you feel that you have to meet, and you're putting pressure on yourself and trying to put pressure on God. So how does God reveal himself when he's breaking us? Well, he reveals himself in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ being the Son of Man. And the scripture in 2 Corinthians 12:9, sound like Donald Trump, says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient." My grace is sufficient. John 1:18, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made himself known." We're talking about how does God break us and how does God reveal himself to us. So he reveals himself to us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. He also reveals himself to us in his works, which are evidence of his existence. When we are asking of something of God and is pressing and God delivers that prayer request, that's his work. And so that's how he reveals himself to us. He also reveals himself to us in not only his works, but in the good works of his believers who have trusted in him. If you have a sister in Christ and that person does something for you that you've been asking of God, we say, "Lord, thank you for using Sister So-and-so." So he reveals himself in other believers. Because we think about it. We can't see God. No one has ever seen God. Moses saw a glimpse of his trail. But yet, we know that God exists. No one has ever seen faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But we all have it, or should have it. So how does God reveal himself to the believer? See, we see God reveal himself in believers. We see God evidence in his Son, Jesus Christ. and we see it in his works. But we also see God, or how God revealed, through the leading and directing of the Holy Spirit. That's why it was so important when the disciples, they do not leave this place before the Holy Spirit falls on them. Could you imagine if they left that the upper room without having the Holy Spirit? This is why it's so important. This is why it's so important that you know who you are, so that God can reveal himself to you. If you have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Bible said, no man cometh to the Father except through me. That's a prerequisite of being saved. If you don't have that, how can God reveal himself to you? See, some of us, we get deterred when we don't hear from God, because there's no personal relationship with you and God the Father. But there's a need of a breaking that we each need or have in our lives. There's something that each and every one of you have in your life that God has to break in order for you to receive or experience what God wants that from you. There's some things that you have to get rid of that you brought with you in 2016. There are some people that you just have to leave behind. See, Abraham was disobedient, but he still received his blessing. God says, go and take nothing with you. But we all know that story. See, some of us are like Abraham. We say, well, God wouldn't mind if I take this. Or God wouldn't mind if so-and-so tag along. But your blessing would be delayed. Some of us, came into this New Year's with the baggage that we thought that we left in 2015. And we realize it because it's still right there in front of you. There's some of you that have been healed and yet still doubt it. See, we have to be obedient to the word of God. We're talking this morning about how does God break us and how does he reveal himself to us. And we talked about he first reveals himself in Jesus Christ. That he reveals himself to us through other believers, that he reveals himself through the works of the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit. You see, God will reveal himself to you. See, we see God revealed in the events that we see, hear, and experience. However, in order for us to be able to see God when he reveals himself to us, we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's God. That's John 11:39-45. I want to say that again. See, God reveals himself in the events that we see, hear, and experience. However, in order for us to be able to see God when he reveals himself to us, it says we must believe that he is and is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Praise God. Think about that. Those who do not believe that God is and as a rewarder to those who diligently seek him, he blinds so that they cannot see him nor his revelation to their own destruction. You got to believe that. See, there are just some people that are not going to believe that he is. So praise God for God revealing himself to us. And what did I say about the breaking. I want to repeat that. If there is a breaking, which there is, then there is a blessing you have not experienced. I'm going to challenge each and every one of you on this call for the next 90 days. If you want to see your business prosper, if you want to see your marriage succeed and prosper, if you want to see great health, if you want to see what God is truly going to do for you, ask God to break you of those things that might be holding you back. See, I recognize that God has been too good for Coach L.A. and my wife to be holding back on him. And when that scripture, when I read that scripture, will a man rob God, I took it personally. Because it was talking directly to me. And there are other areas of my life that are not deal breakers, but that can end up being a big thing if I do not get that thing under control. So as you made your New Year's resolution, whatever it was, perhaps you wanted to hit your next rank, think about what might be holding you back. Think about some of those things in your life that you need to just surrender to God. Be honest with yourself. See, God is going to show up, and he's going to show out. But think about those things, because you want to experience a blessing that you've never experienced before. Because we all want to say that this is our year. Some people get gym memberships for the first two or three weeks, and they don't go back. They're not motivated. There's a price to be paid, but they're not willing to pay the price. And yet, we're calling ourselves children of God. Can people honestly see Christ in you this morning? Are people seeing that love? Or are you part of the problem at your job? Girl, you know she ain't no good. Or I can't stand my supervisor. And you're calling yourself a child of God. Yet we want God to show up. We need God to break us. Break us. Break us. Break those things that are hindrances in our lives. Break those things that are holding us back. Break those things that are causing friction in my marriage. Break those things that are causing me to stumble. Break those bad habits that keep showing up. Break those things. Break that alcohol problem, that drug problem. Break those things of womanizing, being an adulterer. Break those things. Break those things as a woman. Break those things as using filthy language. Break those things. Lord, you need to break that thing. You don't want to come into this new year with all that baggage. We want God to reveal himself to us. You know, when we pray, Lord, show yourself strong. Lord, I want to hear you. Lord, I want to feel you. And God has said, I want you to pray the prayer, Lord, break those things in me. You see, we want to play safe, but we got to be careful because the devil wants you to play safe too. See, God sees all. He knows all. He's in all. So he knows your heart. He created you in his likeness. The DNA of God was poured into you. So there's nothing about you that God doesn't know. I was a spiritual fugitive running, and truth be told, I was running from man because God saw me running. God saw me at my lowest moment. God saw me in my filth. And he still still kept me, and he saved me. And I thank God because he had to break those things that was hindering me from serving him today. And I thank God that he did. But he showed up through other people, through other believers. He revealed himself through his word. He revealed himself to me through the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for him showing up and showing out at the right time, because I should have been dead today. So if you really want to experience some great things in your life, not that you are not, ask God to break those things that are still in your life that you want to get rid of. It might be small to you, but that might be the thing that's keeping you back from experience what God has for you. Thank you, TMC family. I pray that your day will be a process one. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Good morning. Well, thank you so much, Minister Lance, for that powerful word. We
Amen.
Need to leave that baggage behind and allow God to break us, because as he is breaking us, he reveals himself to us through his word, through his works, through other people, through the person of God. So let's, oh my God, that was so wonderful, so rich, because as Coach L.A. said, where there is a breaking, there is a blessing that we have not experienced. So
Amen.
We all want to be blessed, but we have to go through what it's going to take. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we can Coach Ole, I would ask you to come back to give us the benediction after I pray. Lord, we come to you this morning. Oh, we are just so thankful for that word that we know we need to hear. That word, Lord, that is transforming, that will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers, that word that will break us, Lord, so that we can experience all of you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Coach L.A. for bringing that word. Lord, now we ask that you pour back power, that you pour back virtue, that you give him everything he stands in need of, oh, God, and favor follows him wherever he goes. Father, we lift up our bereaved families this morning. Father, we lift up Johnny Brooks and his family on the homegoing on his mother Elizabeth, whose homegoing celebration will be this Saturday. Oh, Lord, Lord, be everything they need you to be to them, and during their hour of bereavement, during their hour of need. Lord, we lift up First Lady Gloria Tate and Tiffany Lauderdale, Gloria Tate on the homegoing of her brother, and Tiffany Lauderdale on the homegoing of her aunt last weekend, Mother Josie's, the family of Mother Josie's friend, the Kirkwood family. Lord, we continue to thank you, Lord, for being there with them, for watching over them, for protecting them, for giving them comfort, Lord, that they need. And, Lord, we continue to lift up Dr. J and my BGFF, Pastor Candy's family, Pastor Candy, Lord, on the homegoing of her husband, Stanley. Lord, we know, Lord, that you are a healer. We know, Lord, that you are a comforter, and we thank you for the evidence of that the comfort that we have been able to see through just Pastor Candy's brilliance, just through her joy, Lord, and that she's been such a blessing to others with it. Lord, we continue to lift up Pastor Lavonia Lewis on the homegoing of her brother and cousin. Lord, we know that you are faithful and you don't leave us, Lord, and you spare to cast our cares on you because you certainly care for us. So thank you, Lord, for being there during their hour of need. We lift up any other prayer requests, the spoken and unspoken ones. Lord, we lift up each and every family member who is gathered around this buffet table this morning. Oh, Lord, please order our footsteps be that lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And, Lord, we lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts and her joy retreat on this weekend. Oh, Lord, we just ask you make every rough place smooth and every crooked path straight. Lord, that you add to her this morning as she prepares to get ready. Lord, that you told us not to be anxious for anything, but with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our request known to you. And you said that you give us peace that passes all understanding. So we thank you, Lord, that one, the prayers of one sends a thousand to flight, the prayers of two, 10,000, and Lord, that droves of people will come and will be enriched and will experience the joy as a result of this retreat, and other retreats will follow. Now, Lord, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we call it all done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, you can go back and hear that powerful message today if you dial in at 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677 pound. And remember, the Artists International Kickoff in Las Vegas, remember the new motivational call is coming up next, and that number is 641-715-3865, and the PIN is 539-598 pound. Again, the number is 641-715-3865, and the PIN is 539-598 pound. Again, Minister Brenda, thank you for opening up our call with the joy of the Lord. You always do such a phenomenal job. And thank you again, Coach LA, for that profound message that you have left us with today, and we will call you back now for the benediction.
Amen. Thank you. And everything that you do or say, whatever trials that you're in, 2 Corinthians 12:9 should be a reminder. He said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest in me. God bless you, TLC family.